Hey, it's Jordan Johnson, and you're listening to the Grove Podcast. Today, we've got a really sweet and timely encouragement from one of our best Grove gals, Catherine Wolf. Catherine and her husband, Jay, have an incredible ministry called Hope Heals, where they have taken their pain and turned it into a platform to speak to God's faithfulness and sufficiency. Catherine and Jay had their lives turned upside down when Catherine suffered from a major brainstem stroke in 2008, shortly after giving birth to their first son. And in the years since, she's been through countless therapies and procedures. And while she still has a lot of physical struggles, she and Jay and their family are committed to the mantra, hope while you cope. And they've given their lives so generously to spread that message. Today, she's sharing about how we choose to trust God in the face of the fear of the unknown. And I really can't think of someone more equipped to encourage us around this. So here's our dear friend, Catherine Wolf.
Hi there, women of the Grove. I really, really miss being with you all in person and cannot wait till we can get back to that. But I am so glad to get to talk to you right now through this. And just know that I love the Grove so much. And I moved to Atlanta just about 2 years ago, and I've only missed one Grove when I was out of town since moving. I'm like a Grove groupie and cannot wait to one day hide next again. But until then, I hope you can feel the love as I share this with you, a message I really feel like the Lord has called me to share with you in this moment, that I pray it can bless your heart, because it's a weird day, a weird time to be alive. And I think all of us who call on the name of Jesus are called in this moment to share and encourage the weary body, because it's hard. 2020 has been a year unlike anything I think we could have imagined. You know, when 2020 began, I began my year at the Mercedes-Benz, stadium. And it was, you know, it was Passion Conference, so it was amazing. And it was all the roaring 20s, they're coming, and it's going to be amazing, and thank you, Jesus. And in many ways, that has happened times 10,000. Yes, I went from that moment of, here we come, the vision of 2020, it's clear, we got crazy focus. And my husband and I released a book in February of 2020 called Suffer Strong. Should have been a warning. So we've got like the focus of 2020. We've just released a book. This is awesome. My boys are in school and flourishing and loving it, and all is well. And then March comes, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, this is now scary all of a sudden. It's like the world caught on fire, and now we're all at home, and everything has been turned absolutely upside down. And obviously, the global pandemic, the tremendous economic crisis, the greatest of our lifetime for most of us, and many other just massive, complicated issues have come to light in this extreme period of hardship. That I think for many of us, probably for all of us, there has been a sense of fear that the unknown is so scary in our lives. And that manifests as a fear of the unknown. And they say actually that the fear of the unknown is universal. We all feel it. We all have anxiety and are scared, honestly, about things we don't know for sure about our lives in the future. But the three greatest fears within the fear of the unknown are the fear of death, the fear of abandonment, and the fear of failure. And the first thing that we must do to address the fear that is in our lives is name it, is recognize that it is there. We live less afraid when we know what we're scared of and know what to do with that, not just letting it be this ambiguous fear of all things 2020 or of all things in our world right now. Instead, when we can actually stare it down and say, here it is, and this is what I'm walking through, then that has potentially to change things. We must acknowledge that it's real. Acknowledge that this is happening, and here I am in a sad place. It's almost embarrassing. I don't know if you feel that, but I almost feel embarrassed when I tell people I have anxiety or I have a night terror, which I have a lot, or I'm dealing with this or that. There's some like humility that happens and a sense of almost shame that I shouldn't be afraid. I shouldn't be scared. And I hate admitting that, but the truth is, it is universal. We are all scared of so many things. There is deep fear. And Richard Rohr writes, and I wholeheartedly agree, that pain, fear that is not transformed, is transferred. So when we do not deal with the pain and the fear in our lives and recognize that it's even there, then what we are doing is we are constantly transferring it to other people in our lives. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to do that. I want to be a person of peace. I want to spend my life giving the glory to God and not transferring pain to others on earth because I haven't acknowledged what's going on in my own story. I want to tell you that I actually think some fear is good. And I know that can sound kind of crazy, but let me explain. I think that, for instance, I have a 5-year-old son, John. When John's about to ride a bike into the street, I want him to fear oncoming traffic. I want him to know, like, that's scary. Don't do that. Stop. That fear is healthy. And as a mama, I am teaching him that. Now, that's potentially, as an adult, something we, for some reason, stop recognizing, that it is so important to have a healthy relationship with fear. Not all fear is bad. There is such a thing as Holy Spirit-inspired common sense. Let me say it again. Holy Spirit-inspired common sense. Ladies, God has given us the ability to think. God has instilled in our minds that work. We are incredible creatures, that we have the ability to rationalize and process and move forward with wisdom that God has given us. You may have heard before, and it is so true. His divine power has given us everything we need. Everything is in there. 2 Peter 1:3 is true. So we have in our brains the ability to rationalize and make wise decisions. And that can go a million ways and be slippery slopes like crazy. But when we as Christians turn off our brains for the sake of 10,000 things, we are really doing ourselves a terrible disservice. God calls us to use our brains. He has given us the ability to utilize the Holy Spirit-inspired common sense we have as people. And that is so important in our world right now. Fear is an emotion, isn't it? It's an emotion. And we should listen to emotion. Absolutely. I believe we listen to what's going on with the emotions that we feel. But sometimes we need to override the emotion. You know what I mean? Sometimes we got to put that emotion in its place and hit override. I may feel this. I may feel this terrible feeling of this or that and 10,000 feelings, not just fear, shame, discouragement, disappointment coming at me. But guess what I can do? I can decide to override that. I can tell those feelings, you are not in control. Even though I feel I should go this way or that way or listen to this or that, no, I have the ability to override and say, I get to decide to walk with the Lord and away from this emotion that I'm feeling. I get to put it in its place. I am not ruled by my emotions. I'm not just freaked out that I'm captive to whatever is scaring me. No, I have the power of Jesus in me. And with that Holy Spirit-inspired common sense, I'll say it again, I can move forward with wisdom unafraid. 2 Timothy 1:7 says it so beautifully that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. It says in some translations, of self-control. I'll say that again. That's a beautiful passage. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind, of a self-controlled mind. That's critical in our world, that we recognize these things have been given from God to us. All power, love, sound stuff, stuff that he has instilled so that we can move forward. I think what we must do as people in 2020, as Grove gals, what we have got to do is this. We expect more of God and less of this world. Okay, let me say that again, because I kind of got chills talking about it. We expect more of God and less of this broken, fallen, messed up world. Because here's the truth. Expecting more of God means we're going to get it 1,000% of the time because he delivers, doesn't he? He comes through. We get to recognize that he can do more than we could think or even imagine according to his glorious riches. And when we stop putting the pressure on this world that is constantly disappointing us, and if you notice, I'm using my messed up hand after the stroke to show this broken world does not work too well, okay? So it's not cool. He's cool. We can cling to him, and so much of fear is about expectations. If I adjust them and recognize that more of God, less of the world, that should be my expectation. It changes how we feel about what's coming at us because we're so scared because we thought life was going to overwhelm us in every sense of the word. And if 2020 has taught us anything, it's that, not so much. But when I can say, I didn't really expect this to just be awesome, then maybe it changes how I feel about my relationship to my circumstances. And that is super, super important during this time. Life is not nearly as much about what happens to us as it is about how we think about it, how we respond to it, how we remember it, and then most of all, how we move forward from it. How we learn the right lessons from right where we are and emerge, I don't know, unafraid. It's really powerful because of what I know to be true. I will live and respond differently to the world around me. We can't control or know everything about life or God, can we? No, no, there is mystery. It is unknowable. There is a daily releasing of the fear, of the control to just be in his presence. And that's really the work, is to embrace the mystery, is to embrace the fact that we don't know everything. I'll say that really loud for you. We do not know everything. It is unknowable until we are in heaven. And like, that's hard. I don't know about you, but I want to like know everything. I'm enlightened and I know all, and I'm going to tell you through social media exactly what you should do with your life. I'm just kidding. I would never do that. I want to very much recognize that there is a mysterious nature to life with Jesus, and I'm okay with that. I'm going to lean into the mystery that is Christ coming to earth, God the whole deal. It is mysterious and so beautiful, and I'm going to hang out right there for my whole life, recognizing in deep humility, I do not know everything, but I know that He is good. And I trust that. And I will stake my life on that, that God's goodness overwhelms my circumstances. You know, life is really, really messed up right now. 2020, I feel like the world caught on fire for real. And you don't have to look very far to see really intense suffering all around us. You know, it's kind of crazy that after I had the stroke and became disabled and a lot of other really bad brain stuff and disability stuff and just a lot of messed up medical history. And that's kind of been my story since 2008, 12 years later to today. And just a lot of physical suffering. And that's felt honestly very unrelatable. Like nobody really wants to enter into that and even talk about suffering. But for some reason, my husband and I wrote a book with that title, Suffer Strong. But now, it's not so unrelatable. You know what I mean? It's like we're all really dealing with suffering on all different levels. And we're all looking for how to deal with suffering, what to do with it. And I don't pretend to have all the answers. I don't. However, I do know that there is this fear that when we can name what we are experiencing and acknowledge that it is real, which is so important, when we can recognize that some fear is actually good, and when we can say with such assurance that we will expect more of God and less of this world, I believe we can change how we feel. When we recognize it is mysterious what God is doing, we can get in there and live there all the more. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with Psalm 46:10, but it has been such a comfort to me in this season. I'm going to say it for you like I want you to say it at home, and I'm going to encourage you to do this exercise, actually, because there is something very powerful about a ritual, a routine with the Word of God at the forefront. When we can retrain our brains, you know, do some new neural pathways and crazy stuff in that fabulous brain that God's given us, to teach our brain, to teach our soul that we are being still and knowing that He is God. Ultimately, He is in control. He is sovereign over all. It changes how we feel about our story, our complicated lives. So let me say it for you, and then I'm going to hope and pray that you will do this for yourself. Maybe make it a little routine at night to calm the anxiety that we are all feeling. I think there is a collective grieving, ambiguous grief, something among us in this time. And I pray that we can start to rein that in a bit and recognize that we have the opportunity to be still and rest in the mystery of what God has done and who He is. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. Amen. Friends, thank you so much for tuning in. I want to encourage you to share this website with the world, thegroveonline.com. Share it, come back to it. Keep pouring out your heart here and listening and learning and lamenting. We can handle that. We want to be a place where you feel heard and seen and cared for, even in this crazy time. You know, we are all weary. It is hard on every human being right now on earth in 10,000 different ways. Let this be a place where you can feel like you are nourished to go back into your hard lives with renewed courage for what's ahead, knowing that God is with you and you cannot fail. God's got you. God bless you.
We want to thank Catherine for graciously encouraging us today and giving us some truly helpful tools as we face fears of all kinds. She and her whole family are such gifts to The Grove and to Passion City Church. So we know you'll want to check out hopeheals.com for more on their story and to find their books and resources. And be sure to check out thegroveonline.com to track along with us. And we will catch you next time on The Grove Podcast.